Computer designers have been putting increasingly concentrated effort into the search for miniaturized components for logic circuitry. Fairchild Semiconductor Corporation is developing a set of micro-miniature integrated circuits, which effectively provides engineers with a series of basic digital building blocks. These building blocks compatibly perform all the logic functions in a computer with a 95% saving in volume. The header shown in Figure 1 is the same size as the header of the 2N708 transistor. The pin circle diameter is 1/10 of an inch. The small silicon chip mounted on top of the header is a flip-flop. It operates at speeds up to 1 megacycle and will take a full military environment, including an operating temperature range of minus 55 degrees to plus 125 degrees centigrade. It is the first of a set of digital functional building blocks to be made available. It is a micrologic element. The preliminary characteristics of micrologic elements are shown in Figure 2. In general, they are all made up of various combinations of the basic gate structure pictured in Figure 3, the direct coupled transistor logic NOR gate. The logic symbol shown is one of those more commonly used in NOR logic. As a result of the decision to use DCTL, it became necessary to design a suitable DCTL transistor. The many advantages of DCTL far outweighed the inconvenience of a transistor development effort. Among these advantages are circuit simplicity and reliability, tolerance of wide parameter variations, a reduced number of components, low power, high speed, a single power supply. In short, many of the useful characteristics of micrologic are due directly to the use of DCTL as the logic circuit. The basic micrologic fanout is 5. Thus, the basic gate can drive 5 bases, or gate inputs. In certain elements, the flip-flop, for example, an internal gate input is connected to an output terminal. This reduces the element fanout to 4. In some cases, more than one gate input is connected to an element input terminal. For example, as shown in Figure 2, the P terminal on the S element is connected to 3 gate structure inputs and, therefore, represents 3 micrologic loads. Occasionally, fanouts much greater than 5 are required. This would occur, for example, in driving clock pulse lines. The buffer, or B element, with a fanout of 25 is used for these cases. The functions of the micrologic gate, flip-flop, and half-adder elements are more or less self-explanatory. The S element, or half-shift register, is a gated flip-flop, which is used to form shift register stages, as shown in Figure 4. Of course, it also finds wide application in other areas. Note Figures 5 and 6. The C element, or counter adapter, was developed to reduce the number of elements required to form a counter stage. It replaces 4 micrologic elements in forming either serial or parallel fast carry counters, examples of which are shown in Figures 5 and 6. The C element is also very useful in accepting information from a true or not data bus and gating it, for example, into a shift register. Other logical configurations might suggest themselves as justifying additional elements, but this set has been found very useful and efficient in the logical design of complex digital subsystems. An important consideration in the design of these elements has revolved around their intended use with two-layer printed circuit board interconnections. Putting larger or more independent functional blocks in one package would in most cases unnecessarily complicate the printed circuit board layout. Where special functional blocks are desired, however, Fairchild's Special Products Division can supply them in packaged form. Returning to Figure 4, the shift register shown uses 2 S elements per stage. The shifting technique is the familiar master-slave approach. Data are gated into successive flip-flops using the two-phase shift pulses P1 and P2. The alternative clocking scheme, also shown in the figure, makes use of the inverter built into the S element. In this scheme, data are gated into the master flip-flops with P1, while the inverted P1 inhibits the slaves. When the pulse P1 goes off, the inhibit is released, gating the contents of the master flip-flops into the slaves. In Figure 6, the counter configuration shown is the parallel fast carry counter with serial carry gate propagation. The line designated A sub N minus 1 is the carry gate from the preceding stage, and A sub N is the carry gate for the succeeding stage. The CP1 line carries the clock pulses to be counted, and the CP2 line the delayed clock pulses. In the decimal scaler of Figure 6 and the decoder matrix of Figure 7, use is made of more functionally complex elements to significantly reduce the total number of elements otherwise required. In Figure 8, the serial full adder uses S elements to provide the necessary 1-bit carry delay. A few words with respect to average delay time are in order. By way of definition, it can be said that the average delay of a micrologic element is the expected value of the delay a bit will experience in being transmitted through the element. Where a bit proceeds through several micrologic elements in cascade without retiming, the expected value of the total delay it experiences is the sum of the average delay specifications of the elements. This applies at room temperature. The average delay, in general, can be expected to double at 125 degrees centigrade. It is hoped that the above discussion has been of help in understanding the nature of these micrologic elements. As has been mentioned earlier, the first of the series was recently made available. The price of these elements is about the same as that of a transistor at the same stage of development. As the production volume of these elements increases, the price will decrease in a manner corresponding very closely to that of a high-performance silicon transistor.